You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief podcast. This is episode number 189 for Monday, April the 15th, 2019. Visions of Leadership. How do you show up? My name is Randy Cantrell. Welcome inside the Ellis Studio. You can find the website at growgreat.com. It's among one of the most underrated elements of leadership. Underrated in that not enough leaders give it the full attention I believe it deserves. It's very difficult to keep it at the forefront of our intentional behavior, but surely most of us would like to do better. How do you show up? When I was growing up and attending elementary school, times were, well, they were very different. But, you know, it's back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. Parents, just about all parents, impressed their school-age kids to behave and act like somebody. Moms made sure that we were all clean, neat, and prepared for our first day of school. Well, frankly, every other day after that as well. Shirt tails tucked in, homework completed, on our best behavior. And our parents would ask our teachers how well behaved we were. And that was back when kids didn't rule the world. And our folks insisted that we treat teachers with respect. We called all the adults in our lives sir and ma'am. Like I say, it was a different time. Our parents taught us the importance of how we showed up. Because of the way we looked, because of the way we acted, because of the way we behaved, because of the way that we talked, they knew it reflected on them. We had a responsibility to our family and to our name. Fast forward into the corporate office, the shop floor, any other space where leadership is exhibited, and that principle is still very valid. How we show up matters. What does it mean? Well, it may be easier to consider what it doesn't mean because it includes most everything from major appearances to micro movements of body language. Mostly, it means that people are watching. People are paying attention. They're taking visual and audible cues from your leadership. That puts a positive burden on you, a positive burden of responsibility on leaders to display the things that will serve others. It doesn't mean that leaders front. Phony leadership is not effective. Hypocrisy is not a good trait for any leader. It does mean an honest self-awareness of what others need. It's not about you. It's about them. Contrivances? No, that's not part of it either. But intentionality, that is. Effective leaders show up with intent and purpose to provide whatever is most helpful at the time. Social intelligence is defined as the ability to successfully build relationships and navigate social environments. That includes in the workplace. In short, it's our ability to read a situation as a leader and to respond in ways that can serve others. Social intelligence requires listening, watching, paying close attention to other people. So leaders unwilling or unable to do that, well, they're not going to show up the way they should. Not in a way that can best serve the people they lead. I always find that questions can help. Here's a few. What's going on right at this moment? What is going on? What are people doing? What are people feeling? What do they most need? What can you as the leader do to help? What can you supply that no one else can? If all eyes and ears are on you, and they are, then what's the message you're sending, either intentionally or unintentionally? Part of this is why leadership is so lonely, because it does require a more public display that may not always be fully congruent with how you're truly feeling at the time or what you're truly thinking at the time. Now, kids, this is not about being fake. It's not about being hypocritical. It is about being a proper servant of the people you lead. Again, it's about them. It's not about you. You have got to put yourself on a back burner. Sometimes displays of anger, displeasure, these are effective. People need it. It can curb behavior. It can spark improved performance. It can help people get on track. Sometimes displays of patience and long-suffering, those are effective. People need to know they're no longer in the doghouse. They need to feel reassured that you have confidence in their ability to recover. How you show up is determined not by how you feel when you wake up, but by what the organization needs from you today, right now. And that may change. That may change over the course of the day or depending on who you're interacting with. It means that you pre-think and you prepare how you're going to show up before you actually show up. Before you enter the conference room or the meeting, it means that you're highly aware of your mood, how your voice is going to sound, the tone, how you're going to look, your facial expressions, your posture, your body language. All of those things are going to impact the people you lead. You will be fully responsible to provide the best vision possible for your people so they can perform at their highest level. I know that's what you want. Lastly, it means that if you fail to do that, you're being selfish. You're making it all about you. Well, I got up this morning, I didn't feel good, and now I'm going to take it out on everybody in my life. That's a pathetic leader. Don't do that. Get behind a closed door. Do whatever you have to do to make sure that when that door opens, you're appearing as you need to appear in order to help other people. As a leader, you have what Pat Riley created in the old Los Angeles Lakers culture back in the days of Kareem and Magic. He called it showtime. And boy, was it showtime. Well, you've got showtime as well. You're on stage. Even if you're an introvert, people are paying attention to you. And you want that. It goes along with the burden of leadership and the responsibility of leadership. So be responsible for how you show up. Make it always count to the favor of the people you serve. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow.